ABC Books presents Baddie's Bush Bible, How to Do Australia, written by David Baddie and read by David Baddie. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this audiobook contains names of people who have died. Dedicated to my nature-loving parents, John and Betty Baddie, and my firstborn son, Chris, who left us way too early. 1. Welcome to my humble tome. I've been going bush ever since I discovered my legs, and some of my earliest memories are of camping, canoeing, bushwalking, and adventuring with my family on the New South Wales south coast. As a teen growing up in Still City, Wollongong, I was also drawn to the bush as a place where we were free to chop down old British motorbikes and cars and bash them around the bush, literally. As risky as it was, we always seemed to come home in one piece. This was my introduction to the wonderful world of all things mechanical. In 1981, as a young single dad, I moved to Alice Springs and a whole new world presented itself. I hit the desert wide-eyed and ready for adventure. Little did I know how my mechanical past would become so prominent in my new life. In no time, I found myself immersed in the world of this country's first custodians, and I pursued my passion to create films and videos, especially for and with Aboriginal people. At that time, Aboriginal people were starting to gain autonomy amidst an array of fledgling organisations, one of which was the first Aboriginal radio station, Karma, the Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association, which my brother had a fair hand in helping to create. Down the track, I was asked to help establish its TV unit and took on 4 Aboriginal trainees in the process. We started a video magazine come current affairs show that was delivered every few months on video cassette throughout Central Australia. Eventually, we got a remote commercial television service license and established the first Indigenous satellite broadcasting service in Australia, called Impaja, an Aranda word meaning footprint. The service now delivers mainstream programming throughout the Northern Territory and Western New South Wales. For 12 years, I travelled extensively throughout the Northern Territory and Northern South Australia, working with Aboriginal people to create a vast array of films and videos, documentaries, health promotions, film clips, children's films, land rights videos, all predominantly in Aboriginal languages and often with pre-contact people. When I moved to Broome in 1993, and by then I was married with 4 kids, I teamed up with producer Jenny McMahon to write, shoot and direct documentaries and TV series. My time in the Kimberley gave me a rare insight into the area and those who live and work there. The pearlers, stockmen, rodeo champs, singers, artists, dancers, and keepers of the songlines. My work has taken me deep into Australia's lesser-known parts and to some of its most remote locations. Traversing deserts, meeting extraordinary characters, enduring breakdowns and hardships has been the making of a life I could never have imagined. Along the way, I've travelled with wizened old men, hung out in Alice Springs with Aranda locals, and become lifelong mates with people like Walbury warrior Francis Jupurula Kelly, with whom I have made many films, including Bush Mechanics, himself a master of the ancient oral tradition of storytelling. His epic yarns about bush characters, massacres, survival and bush mechanic feats would keep a fireside audience begging for more. Like all good storytellers, Francis never shied away from lashings of embellishment. On long trips out bush over days or even weeks, he'd keep us all in good spirits with his jokes and funny takes on just about everything. And of course, there's the conceptual world of ancient narratives that crisscross the countryside, the Chukurpa, or Dreamtime stories, with mythical characters, magical events, and songs and ceremonies that are central to them. My immersion into this world of the country's first custodians and their stories has brought on near-fatal laughing fits, as well as deep sorrow and empathy. All my films about or involving our Indigenous country...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?